Good job, everyone. Of course I was just pretending to be scared. I'm a hero. It would take more than just a pumpkin mask to scare me.
So long, nitwits. Here's the speech I'll make when I'm the first vegetable on the moon.
But fear not and untwist those knickers, true believers. We rejoin our intrepid heroes in their next daring escapade, the mystery of the stinky baby.
I've always wanted to see the parade ever since I was a tadpole. But I forgot about bonding day, and I didn't want to let you down.
I'm the one who let you down, Splash. I was so petrified of the balloons that I ruined parade day for you, too.
Oh, yeah. This sounds like a case of Nunya. Nunya business, that's what! Here, hang on a mo. You can understand me, can you? Well, paint me grey and call me a pigeon. I'd heard about landlubbers like you, but I thought it was all codswallop.
Talking to yourself again, Albert. You're crazy, you are. A loony lunatic. Are you listening, mouse boy? You should go to a school for weirdos. Here's BB's house, where lots of friends come to visit. Oh, look, there comes Roscoe. Say hello to Roscoe. Shh, it's fast asleep. If I can just move its paw, then I can... Uh-oh! Now we've done it!
Who disturbs my rest?
Oh, goodness. Don't scare me like that. I almost dropped my croissant. I have poor reflexes on account of having no arms.
No, I promise. I'm a great singer. When I open my mouth, it brings a tear to people's eyes. Do re mi fa sol la ti do.
Moo.
Oh my god, that's what I was gonna say.
No way, we're like so in sync.